Monday, right? Hard to believe.
Week from tonight.
7 days.
We'll be back in this man's hometown.
Yeah. Well, where is that again? Oh, that's right. Pelicans taking on the Atlanta Hawks.
That's right.
Yeah.
How ironic.
You know, look, I mean, Derek, thank you for joining us, Mr. Derek Favors. But
thank you.
One thing you're going to learn real quick is no matter who you are, I mean, if
right.
from Atlanta, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just how it is.
Yeah,
you know,
I heard it already.
Yeah,
it
really?
First day I got here.
So apparently there was a story with an Uber driver.
Yeah. I mean, he was cool about it, but I was catching a ride back from the practice facility back to the hotel, and we were talking about football, and he was talking about when Drew Brees got hurt, and I was like, oh, man, that's a big blow for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me about, you know, do I follow football? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he asked me, oh, who's your team? And I was like, man, I don't know if I should tell you. He was like, why is that? I was like, I just don't know. So he was like, man, I'm a cool guy, man. Who's your team? So I said, man, I'm from Atlanta, so my team, the Falcons. So he pulled the car over. He was like, man, he got to get out of my car.
Yep.
He was like, my car done ran out of gas, man. He got to catch another Uber.
It is what it is, man. Yeah. It's, you know, that's – look, I like to think that was really bad hospitality, but
– no, I mean, we laughed afterwards, though. It was a good laugh afterwards, but that's when I learned. Like, okay, maybe not but say it, that too many
well,
times.
Well, I think what you did learn, right, Todd, is this community will love you, man. I mean, yeah. they love their teams. And, look, we've seen it already. And now 2 hours here on practice, there's a different level of energy, there's a different excitement. I'm a huge fan of the NBA. Salt Lake City, I mean, the fans there, that's
right.
incredible,
yeah.
right? I mean, that area.
Yeah,
I mean,
they did, man. They had a pretty big fan base out there,
yeah.
and they showed up every game, sold out every game, brought a lot of energy for us out there, and I enjoyed every moment of it.
What's this opportunity like for you, man? Because when you hear David Griffin speak about you, you're a player that was targeted for a handful of reasons. They want to give you opportunity, you know, grow offensively, all these different things. Basically, believed in you a ton and
right.
really think that you're going to be a huge factor in the development of young players and, more importantly, success of
right.
this franchise. What does that feel like to hear that from somebody?
Man, it feels great. You know, I was in a situation where, you know, I was playing behind, like, probably one of the best defensive players in the league. And, you know, I wasn't able to show as much. And, I mean, it is what it is with that. You know, I don't have any hard feelings towards that or anything, but that's just what it was. So, when the opportunity came up and with free agency and everything, you know, I just asked Utah, like, you know, since y'all signed these guys, you know, instead of, you know, letting me go, can y'all, like, trade me to a different team? And New Orleans was one of the spots I wanted to go to, and they was – and I'm thankful for that, you know, that was able to trade me to New Orleans.
I wanted to keep it on the off-season theme, Derek, because we've talked about this with some of the other guys, but you've been in the league for a long time. Have you been in a situation where this many came in for voluntary workouts?
No, not the whole team. I know in Utah a couple of years, you know, most of the guys was there, but as far as, like, the whole team being here, no, this is my first time being here. So that shows just commitment. You know, a lot of guys here, they just wanted to be here, you know, get used to the team, get used to the facility, get used to the city, mm-hmm. and I think that's something big for us.
I think what's amazing to me, too, is I look at guys like you and some of the other big men that y'all can be playing with. I mean, it's pick and roll heaven, isn't it? I mean,
right.
I'm just thinking it make it easy. Get to the block, we'll find you somewhere and do it. But you like to pass, too. Zion likes to pass. Jackson's just like, throw it somewhere up there. There's a lot of versatility with big men. You normally hear versatility with slashers, shooters, jumpers, three-pointers, but – am I wrong to think that we're going to see versatility with bigs on this roster?
Yeah, definitely. I think that opens up the floor for everybody. You know, once you can make a play out of the pick and roll, come down the lane and find the guy in the corner or finding the guy up under the basket, you know, that only helps yourself out because now the defense has to help and make sure you don't, you know, throw it to the corner, throw it to the guy down low, and that's an easy basket for you. So I think, you know, we're going to come in and play unselfish
mm-hmm.
and just move the ball around. I think it'd be easier for everybody.
Final question for you. For a lot of the young players, preseason could be a lot differently. For some of those young players, about earning roster spots and roles. For someone like you, what do you see as a goal for this preseason before that season starts, which is right around the corner?
Yeah, just you know, make sure everybody get in shape. Make sure everybody kind of, you know, get used to the system, build that chemistry, get all the mistakes out during preseason, training camp, preseason, and once the regular season starts, you know, just be sharp with everything.
Falcon fan, huh?
Mm.
I'm from Atlanta, man. I was a big Michael Vick fan growing up.
Okay, well, look, Michael Vick, I mean, yeah, I get it. But,
yeah.
You know.
He's got to represent.
That's my home. I can't go back to South Carolina.
We respect it. We understand it. Yeah, you know,
I'm a Saints fan too. I like the Saints. I don't have nothing against the Saints.
You're a Pelican, and people are going to come support you for that, man. Appreciate you, the time, and looking forward to seeing you this season.
All right, thank you. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, for sure. Derek Favors, Ty Graffanini.